Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The call to pray.
Hallelujah.
This is the call to pray.
Jesus.
Does anybody want to pray?
Hallelujah.
Does anybody want to stir themselves, shake themselves? It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to call on the Lord while he may be found. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Come on, let's stir ourselves up to take hold of God. Lord, I'm going to stir myself up to take hold of you now. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Hallelujah.
Know the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generation. I sought the Lord and he heard me. And delivered me from all my fears. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody help me now. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. Lord, we praise you. We are thankful today. We honor you. Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we stir ourselves up, oh God, to take hold of you. I bless your name this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Lord, we bless you this morning. Lord, we bless you today, honor you today, magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we're doing business in deep waters this morning. We're living in the river. We're worshiping the King. Hallelujah. Bless you, God. Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's worship God this morning. Let's praise his name in song. Is anybody going to help Tom Autry? Is anybody out there that will do it, that will make a difference on a Tuesday morning so we can do some business in some deep, deep waters? Let everybody sing. Huh? We're going to have a business?
We're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. Holy Spirit is training warriors for doing business in deep water. We're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. The Holy Spirit is training warriors for doing business in deep water. We're gonna push away from the shore, pressing in harder and harder, past where we've already been, to where we'll never be the same again. We're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. The Holy Spirit is training warriors for doing business in deep water. Oh, we're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. The Holy Spirit is training us warriors for doing business in deep water. We gotta push away from the shore, pressing in harder and harder, past where we've already been, to where we'll never be the same again. Oh, we're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. Holy Spirit is training warriors for doing business in deep water. We're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. Holy Spirit is training us warriors for doing business in deep water. You gotta push away from the shore, pressing in harder and harder, past where we've already been, to where we'll never be the same again. Oh, we're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. The Holy Spirit is training warriors for doing business in deep water. We're doing business in deep water. The wind is roaring and the tide is high. The Holy Spirit is training warriors for doing business in deep water. Living in the river, I'm living, living in the river, I'm living, living in the river. It doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna jump in the river anyway, jump. It doesn't matter what they do, swimming in the Revelation 22. Living, living in the river. I'm living, living in the river. I'm living, living in the river. I'm living, living in the river. doesn't matter what they say, I'm gonna jump in the river anyway. It doesn't matter what they do, I'm swimming into Revelation 22. Oh, I'm living in this river, the river of God, and I'm living in the river. I'm living in the river. One more time. I'm living in the river. David saw the river flowing from the throne that makes glad the city of God. Ezekiel said that where the river goes, everything will live. I'm living in the river. Ooh, I'm living in the river. I'm living in the river. I'm living in the river. It doesn't matter what men say, I'm gonna jump in the river anyway. It doesn't matter what they do, I'm swimming in Revelation 22. Be living in the river. I'm living in the river. I'm living in the river. Living in the river. We're gonna worship the King right now. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. Gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. I'm gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. You hear me singing the song. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. Oh, we're gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. Oh, we're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the night, praise Him all day long. We're gonna lift up the mighty name of Jesus. You hear me singing this song. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna praise His name. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. We're gonna worship the King. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. We're gonna worship our King Jesus. We're gonna lift up our holy hands. We're gonna worship our King. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody say with me, today's a good day. Today's a beautiful day. Today's a blessed day. Today is a peaceful day. Today's a unity day. Today's a God day. Today's a blessed day. I'm blessed, and I'm a blessing. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who could be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad. I can be mad. Or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can write what God says I can write. I can produce what God says I can produce. I can sing what God says I can sing. I can preach where God says I can preach. I can prophesy what God says I can prophesy. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can drive where God says I can drive. I can fly where God says I can fly. I can minister where God says I can minister. I can do all things. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today's a good day. God's setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new connections, new relationships, new cities, new churches, new nations, new jobs, new businesses, new dreams, new visions, new anointing, new opportunity, new favor. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my city. All is well in my church. All is well in my business. All is well in my job. All is well in my assignment. All is well. Today's a good day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. Healthy day. Safe day. Anointed day. God day. T-G-I-T. Thank God it's Tuesday. I love Tuesdays. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you this morning. Thank you, God, for this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for revival now. Thank you for revival now, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity we have just to be together today. Together again. Hallelujah. 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 We had an unofficial revival now in 94. An unofficial. Our first official was in 95, I think. But the pastor gathered a few people there, and it's the first time I'd ever met Tom Autry that I remembered. And there was a few of us gathered there in the auditorium. Pastor was talking about revival and what had been happening. And I was fixing to come for 2 weeks to minister in 94. And Tom sang some songs. And he sang songs I'd never heard before. Hallelujah. But revival now was in motion in April, the first part of April 1994. And Tom kind of sang a song kind of like this one right here. Sing that song that you wrote, a little bit of it.
Which one?
The one called Revival Now.
Oh, brand new one, yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship God this morning, church.
Let your spirit move as we worship. As we lift our hearts to seek your face, let your spirit move. Let revival fire burn. Let it burn in our hearts. As we fan the flame of our love for you, let revival fire burn. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls cry out, let our voices shout for revival now. Jesus be glorified in everything we do. You are Lord and King, Lamb of God. Jesus be glorified. Give us revival now. Fill each hungry heart. Let our souls cry out, let our voices shout for revival now. Let your spirit move as we worship you, as we lift our hearts to seek your face. Let your spirit move. Let revival fire burn. Let it burn in our hearts as we fan the flame of our love for you. Let revival fire burn. Give us revival now. Fill each heart. our souls cry out, let our voices shout for revival.
Revival now. Let's call for revival now. Can we do it? Would you help me intercede for our nation this morning? I have a dream that one day America will turn back to Jehovah God, the God of our forefathers. I have a dream that one day there will be a national repentance. People all across the land asking Jesus to forgive them of their sins, and pastors calling for a spiritual cleansing in their congregations. I have a dream that one day moral issues will become greater and more important than social or economic issues. I have a dream that 1,000 points of light, churches, cities, communities, campuses, capitals, businesses, neighborhoods, and families will call for another spiritual awakening in America. 1 million people praying daily until there's a major revival in every major city. Will you join me in this dream? And that's signed Dale Gentry. God's given me a vision of rallying 1 million people to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, until there's a major revival in every major city. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the brink of destruction in America. And we're either going to have a revival or we will no longer exist as a nation. And we must pray. Only God can help us now. And God is the only answer for godlessness. And I've been putting together a cause. David said, is there not a cause? And I'm going to have an attorney, friend of mine, to put together the final edit. Just like she would prepare a case for trial. She's a trial lawyer. We need to. I'm going to present a case for America. How fast we have fallen. Just yesterday, it was announced that Dartmouth, who used to train in the beginning, who trained ministers, who had prayer every day, has now declared that next year they will have cohabitation, where the boys and the girls can room together next year. And they say that the applications for entrance into Dartmouth College has just been overwhelming. Who would have ever thought we'd have came to this? How fast we have fallen, a friend of mine wrote. So what will we do? Only God can help us now. We must go back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Would you just come and help me pray for our nation? Will we be that city on a hill that our former president Ronald Reagan talked about? Or will we become a nation of government-controlled churches and any pastor that refuses to perform a homosexual marriage will lose their credentials and the church will be shut down? Are we going to wait till then till we pray? Will we wait till then? One pastor, I was saying that we have an emergency, and he wrote me back, and he pastors up a thriving church as far as numerically speaking. He said, I just don't see the emergency. Why are you calling for an emergency? Would you help me pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for my nation. Lord, you know I've carried this vision for so many years for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Lord, we repent today for the sins of our nation. While Nehemiah was repenting of his sins and the sins of his nation, while Daniel was repenting for his sins and the sins of his nation, Lord, forgive us for homosexuality. Forgive us for same-sex marriage. Forgive us for compromise. Forgive us for greed. Forgive us for idolatry. Forgive us for drunkenness. God have mercy, we pray. Lord, we repent for adultery and fornication. We repent, oh God, for the sins of our land. Forgive us for taking prayer out of the schools and prayer out of the homes. But Lord, we most of all repent for taking prayer out of the church. Only God can help us. God, only you can help us now. We who are called by your name this morning, we repent in the name of Jesus. Nando, Muhammad, and Allah, and none of these other gods had any part in the formation of this nation. It was men and women who risked their lives to come here. That laid a godly foundation in this land, but how far we have drifted from you. We are a backslidden nation. Oh, God, we repent today for the sins of our land. Oh, God. Lord, we cry out on behalf of America. We cry out, oh God, send revival to our land. Another spiritual awakening, oh God. Kibre na mandela brikute le brasana mando. Mene mene andere brike de boshikarabotrie. If my people, oh God, we're your people this morning. Oh Lord, we stand in the gap. We stand in the gap crying out, oh God, for our nation, for our land. Oh God. Lord, we intercede for America right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mandarabriata, Mashamandore biki terebesere bato. Mandrebri kerebatore bri tarabakura bre terebekete. Ibishikamandore bri ite. Oh God. Jesus. Oh God, only you can help us now. Kibrata sikutarabote. Mandarabre terabashikarabokuti. Manda sikubrete. Mandarabro utarabasutarabekite. Oh God. You don't have a friend whose name is Tom Dooley. Tom Dooley is in heaven, but he has he's announced my prayer series over the years and did the announcements for the videos and audio series that I've done. And so I had Tom to do this intro for me on Let's Pray America prayer series. In fact, everything I've got on my website is free. All my products are free now. I don't charge anything. The Lord just said, give everything away. DaleGentry.com. You go to my online store. You can pray with me. And Tom, I had it put down, Let's Pray for America. And when it came back, it was Let's Pray America. I said, called up Tom and said, Tom, no, it was supposed to be Let's Pray for America. And the Holy Ghost said, no, he got it right. Let's Pray America. Not Let's Pray for America. Let's Pray America. And when we, before Bill Clinton, which I believe that started the downward spiral in our nation, before he was elected, the church began to pray about a month before. I remember there's all kinds of prayer requests going out. And Bill Clinton was elected president. And I heard the Holy Ghost say that morning on my way to prayer, too little, too late. Too little, too late. Let's don't start praying for the election 2 weeks before the election. In fact, I'm not really even praying for the election. I'm praying for revival in America. I'm praying for our nation, a spiritual way. That's the only thing that's going to save us now. So would you help me pray just one more time? Lord, would you awaken the church? Would you awaken the church out of its slumber and sleep to pray and seek the face of God? Lord, give Dale Gentry 1 million people to pray with him every day. On Facebook, on Twitter, on website. We must pray. We must call on the name of the Lord. Major revival in every major city. Oh God. Oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A friend of mine, Eddie Hyde, he's supposed to be here this week, has a book called America's Revival Heritage, How Christian Reformation and Spiritual Awakening Led to the Formation of the United States of America. I've known Eddie since he was 12 years old. And everybody needs to have this book. I'm going to encourage every Christian school in America and Canada to have this book. This is how we started. We started in an atmosphere of revival in America. We had a spiritual awakening. That's how we've got here today. And we must have another one. In Amando, Lord, thank you. Lord, there's still hope. There's still hope. It's not over till it's over. We declare it's not over yet. Nandarabriyatarabriyatarabriyatai. If my people, nay, Lord, we're going to make a difference. We're going to make a difference. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to do some prophetic praying this morning. It's what Pastor calls it, prophetic prayer. And you know I love to do prophetic prayer because when I start praying, I begin to hear things and I begin to see things in the Spirit. Huh? There's a higher order than that. There's a natural and there's a supernatural. Let's just pray today and let's ask God to minister to us this morning. Speak a word, because I operate on the premise that one word from God can change your life forever. Just one word from God. Hallelujah. Nay, Lord, we long to hear your voice. Lord, your will be done in us. Let's call for the will of God to be done in our lives today. Lord, your will be done in us today. The will of God be done. Lord, your will be done in me. I only have one life. Not like the cat with nine lives. Only got one. God, your will be done in me. Let me finish my course strong with great dreams and visions. I love you, Lord. Lord, your will be done in me. Your will be done in Gene and I and our children, grandchildren. Lord, your will be done in our lives, oh God. I love you, Jesus. Put your hand on your ears. Just say, Lord, open my ears this morning, my spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and just say, Lord, open my eyes this morning, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart, that I might receive all that you have for me, ready to receive. Hallelujah. 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 Kebrama mandora brikita raboshi kerabatola brikita batora brie. Now, the Holy Ghost is still speaking to me today, because sometimes the Holy Ghost does repeat himself. And just saying, this is no time to draw back. This is no time to allow the devil to minimize us or marginalize us. These are days to move forward. Hallelujah. We are surrounded by a company of great witnesses that says, you can do it now. Keep going. You know, my wife Jean has a distant relative that was pastoring a few years ago in Oklahoma City. And a man came to the service that night for the first time with a check for $1 million in his pocket. Ready to give. The Lord said, I want you to give the $1 million. And that night, the pastor was receiving money for the building. And he said, I want everybody that will give $1,000, I want you to stand. And so, quite a few stood, and Mr. Green, he stood too. And he wrote another check for $1,000. And when he got home, the Holy Ghost said, I thought I told you to give $1 million. He said, well, he only asked for $1,000. And I just heard the Holy Ghost say, you know, there's some people ready to give $1 million, or there's some things that God wants to do, but you're minimizing the Lord, only asking for $1,000. Somebody challenged me for wanting to prophesy on 1 million people praying for revival. They said, you realize if 1,000 points of light, that'd be averaging 1,000 people at every point of light. So I thought, well, maybe I need to cut back to maybe 10,000 or maybe 100,000. And the Lord said, why would you want to cut back? And so if the devil challenges me again, I'll say 2 million. 2 million. And so I just know that there are some people here in this room that's just being challenged about your vision, your dream, what God has put in your heart. Because where there's no vision, the people perish. And the devil is saying, you got to cut back. You got to minimize. But I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, we got to go straight forward. Hallelujah. So what he spoke the first time was the right way, the right time. I was so encouraged by Greg Moore's testimony last night. Sometimes things are eliminated out of our lives. We just think, my God, how's it going to happen? Hallelujah. I got fired years ago at a radio station in Quanah, Texas, out in a West Texas town called Quanah. But I went to another radio station. It was there that I met a man that gave me an invitation to go to another radio station. It was there that I went to a church, Pastor Carl Alcorn, and God called me to preach. I could have still been in Quanah, Texas. I went through Quanah just several months ago, Gene and I, about 10 o'clock at night. Quanah, Texas. I used to get on the radio and say, KTJS, Quanah, Texas, the home of 5,000 friendly folks and a few old sore heads. That's what they told me. I had written out in front of the microphone. Have you ever heard of Quanah? You broadcast in Quanah now? Yeah, I used to work there. Home of 5,000 friendly folk and a few old sore heads. I could have still been in Quanah. Maybe on that radio station at one time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let it go now. Just let it go. What could have been, might have been, should have been. It's a better plan, isn't it, Greg? Let it go. Hallelujah. Ne sicabrietai. He said, I brought a check for $1 million, but they only asked me for $1,000. Nebri sicabatore brichete mandora brichete. Mendara brichete briandere briettara briandere brittere briando. Me sicabritera brittera briettara brittera brio. Yes, Lord. Lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they're white already unto harvest. Say not. Don't say 4 months. Don't say just 1,000. Mandare briatara brioto. Mandare briatara botole briisica botietara briite. Mandare briatara briisica terebre otere brii. Mandare briatora briicutara briisica terebriete. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I kamandara brikire batala brikitara brote. Thank you, Lord, for moving Calvary Cathedral from downtown to uptown. Hallelujah. Everything paid for now. The supernatural God. Ricky, how many radio stations you got now? How many? 70. Seven or 70? Seven? I remember when you had one. And you got a bunch of other substations or what? 10 translators. You got vision for more? All right. Kibatore briite. Where there's no vision, the people perish. That can be plural or singular. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for Jerry Garcia. Mando rebeita rabosokutu rabuute. Kibrando rabokutu rabokutu. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying he's operating. He used to operate in thousands. Now he's operating in millions. Hallelujah. 1 million souls in Mexico. Caramanda. I just heard the Holy Ghost saying, we'll give you 1 million souls in Mexico. Quebrandere briquitere brotere briatere bosere briete. Mandere briatere broutere briatere bocutie. Mendere briatore bri. Send the missionaries up here. Mandara Briota, send the missionaries up here. The Holy Ghost been telling me that the next great wave of revival in America is coming through Hispanic-speaking people, Latino people, the next wave. Quebranda, abrite, abrote. Mandara Briota, let the preachers, let the evangelists flood our nation. Send them up, Jerry. Nay, send them. Kebotore bri ki ma shikatara bosete. Kibro shikete shikatara bokote. Millions. Not a thousand, but a million. Nando re mando robo re isokote. Mendere bikita rabosota rabroote. Hallelujah. Come on, let me pray for you and Ann. Tara Broute in Jesus' name. Kamandora Bria Taraba Shikara Sara Broutere Beite. Mandora Broutere Beshikara Sutere Briate. Mandora Bria Tarabako. Mandora Brokutere Bokutie. Mandora Briate. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that you're going to have productions that will go throughout the nation. In school systems all over Canada. In Jesus' name. A man invited me to England not too long ago, and I said, what do you do? He said, I have productions. I have 18 full-time actors and actresses that go across the nation of England. We recently did The Cross and the Switchblade by David Wilkerson, and we do others. And as he began to talk to me, I just said, God, it's amazing how you can do. And then David Chisholm shared that. God's given divine entrance. And I declare the hand of God is upon you. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying that if David Hinton can make a Christian movie, you can too. You can. You will. Filling every nook and cranny. Mandara bre ito rabro o. Mendara bre isikutara bre ikuto rabre isikete. Hallelujah. Over Tom and Vicky, I want to pray for y'all. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, new beginnings now. Gonna start again. Mandara bre ikito raba araba atara bre ite. Mendere briatora breiku tura breotara braatara breata. Mendere breata. I declare that every Jezebel spirit, mendere breata, is being driven out in the name of Jesus. And nandara breata, you're going to start again. Not start over, just going to start again. Aramandora breite. Mendara breata. New foundation is being poured. New foundation is being laid. Eramandai. And the power of God and the authority of God and people that had no right and no privilege to speak into your ears at the beginning, mandara breata, arabroote, aramando, are out of sight and out of mind. Emandara brekera brote, nindara bekira broote, a new foundation. Dina mando. Randere bi tere brandere bosotere mindere briito rabriota. Okay, Ricky, just over you and Diana, I just declare a million listeners in America. Mandere briota, a million listeners. Hallelujah, a million listeners. Kera briandere mando, mandere breta rabretere brotere bri, mandere bri kuto rabri, mena mando, nandere britere bo urre biite. Mendere briatore briico tore brii sere briico tore bri mane mandara bri mana mandora bri kire botai mendere bossi kitere briatai mandara brotere briatara brotere briete mendere briatara bossi kitere briico tore brite. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over Candleland, in the name of the Lord, mandara briatai, a million students, ikarabat, being taught around the world. Mandara briatai, a million students, era breete, from your geographical location. Mandara brikitara bri itora broote. Mandara brikitara broote basara breite. Mandara briatore bri karamando, 1 million. 1 million, sukutara brei. Mandere brikutura bruutara breitere botie. 1 million young people experiencing the fire of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sekara mando, mendere brikitara bruutara breitara bruutara siketere brietai. Hallelujah. $1 million coming into your hand, Laura, through inheritances. Ida brietai. $1 million being inherited in the name of Jesus. Mandara briketa mando, 1 million. God's mandara brietai. Only gave 1,000 because all he asked for was 1,000. I was ready to give 1 million. Aramandara bertia taraboko. Mandara bria. What's your name? Huh? Rob. You radical guy, you. Come up here. Are you with Rob? Oramando. All right, just get up on that first step there. Karabrata. I just saw you in my spirit yesterday. I just thought, this is a radical man, a devil buster. Mandarabria torabria, casting out devils, you and your wife Jane, in the name of Jesus, declaring war on the devil. Tarabriiterabekata. Lay my hands on you. Prophesy. Many, many, many. Mandarabria torabriata. 1 million people will experience freedom. Deliverance from powers of darkness. Because of the influence that you will have in the United Kingdom and other areas and other regions of Europe. Sikatai. Mendarabriata. Release that boldness, that authority, that radical spirit in the name of Jesus. 1 million. Somebody needs to say today, I will not be minimized. I will not be marginalized. I'll not back away from what God has put in my heart and my spirit. Lord, open their eyes. I'm praying the same prayer that the prophet of God prayed concerning his servant. when he said, "Master, we're surrounded by all of the enemy." And the prophet of God began to pray and said, "Lord, would you open his eyes? Huh? Would you open his eyes and let him see?" And I'm praying over every one of you incredible men and women of God today that God will open your eyes and let you see the way it really is. In the realm of the natural, it may appear there's lack, but I declare in the realm of the supernatural today, there is no lack. No lack. Nay, he's the God of the more. Bob Crow said he's the God of the extra. Hallelujah. 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 Whoa. Hey. I bless your name. I bless your name, God. I bless your name. Hallelujah. I declare today that the fruit is growing every month. The fruit on the trees are growing every month. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has taken care of Gene and I for 614 consecutive months. Huh? Because we have fruit trees that bear fruit every month. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. Hallelujah. Pastor Bob Nichols, can you testify to that? Hallelujah. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Hallelujah. And the fruit trees, I believe, will continue to bear fruit every month. Hallelujah. Get your head up. Get your head up. Hallelujah. And Pastor Bob Nichols said, if you fall down, land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. If you fall down, land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. Huh? Some of y'all need to get up today. Now, I don't know exactly who you are, but some of you need to get up. Huh? Because it's not over until it's over. I declare this morning, it ain't over. You may have got fired, but you may be ready for double income for a while. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 Look up, look up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare the best is yet to come. Nay, I declare. I declare the best is yet to come. Nay, anything can happen in the next 24 hours. Everything could be changed by the end of the day. Hallelujah. Nay, ha-ha. Re, si, kara, mando, re. Mandana, mandiri, bikira, batoda, brikira, batoda, briakai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not over. Nay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength today. Hey. God's dealing in millions today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Get your head up. Get your hands up. Hey! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hooray! Hallelujah. 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 Oh, celebrate. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, Nebrandarabotoda brikida batara britera mando. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh.
Odell Allen, come forward here. Amen. I received, to me, one of the strongest words I've received. Yeah. Praise God. I want you to reach out to Pastor Odell Allen of San Antonio. We've been a part of one another, I guess, since 1978. Yeah, 79. I heard the Spirit, you know, I laid my hand on your shoulder and was just praying quietly for you. I want you to lock in and agree with me. Two men, I know some people that have taken some direct cannon hits in the midsection, spiritually. And Greg Moore is one of them, and this man's one of them. And I don't know if I would have handled as well. You know, I have a lot of champions, a lot of heroes that I admire, because I don't know if I would have handled things as well as they did under the circumstances. And I'm not trying to play with words under the circumstance, but here's what I heard the Spirit of God say. This man has not only faced the death of his companion, he's faced an uprising that was just mind-boggling, a change of locations, but I heard the Spirit of God say that your influence and your candlestick is stronger today in the city of San Antonio than when you had the larger church and you had the larger building and when things seemingly were going in your direction completely. I tell you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, your influence and your candlestick and the way God sees you is stronger. Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, we think bigger, better, you know, and that's fine. We'd all like to see more than what we're seeing. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is saying, your influence and your candlestick, you don't stutter. You don't stutter. You don't blink. You're doing what God called you to do, and all you can do is all you do. And that's what you've been doing. Sheila Bokora. I saw you in Israel a few days ago. I just see a whole new anointing just blooming and blossoming. You stood through the water. You stood through the fire. You stood through the death angel. I watched you take care of your wife just like a baby. You, Odell, and pastor the church and go through all you went through. And then I saw your major family member take half you, all your money, people, to the guy across town that says, if your church doesn't treat you right, you come to my church. That's a lie to hell. And they're already suffering the consequences of that. I say in the name of Jesus, your candlestick, and you're in, that's several years ago. He's today. Father, I speak the words that you spoke to me standing in that aisle right there, that the influence and the candlestick of this pastor is stronger today than when he even had a larger building and a larger church, because God's call is mightily upon him. And the gift and the giftings that are in him, there you raise up people that will say, I like the gift that I see. I appreciate the man of God that God has placed before me and in my life. And just as sure as you've suffered disappointment, I declare for a decree, your best days are yet ahead of you, Odell. In the name of Rabashi, Derabokoto, Yemderaborabakasha, Yirabakayasha. In the name of Jesus, such as I have and a whole lot more, I give unto you in Jesus' name. Just shout it out loud. I'm not going to quit. If I'm doing what God called me to do, I'm not going to quit. Whew, boy, I feel like I just gave birth to an elephant getting that word out. Praise God, whatever that feels like. I want you to shout out loud, we're with you, Brother Allen. We're believing God for great things. Your best is yet to come. Oh, shaka. Woo! You're a faith champion, brother. Watch that first step. It's a whoop-de-doo. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what the drunk said when he fell down the elevator shaft. That first step got me. Praise God. Well, the Lord bless you. Thank you, Brother Dale Gentry. And if you have a physical necessity, or if you suspicion, you might, but just go ahead. We have Bobby Crow coming up, and then we have Jerry Garcia, two wild men from Mexico. What a blessing. Amen. So if you need just a few moments to run to the necessary room, do it. Oh, Lord, no telling what he's up to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Moore. Challenging message last. Every message has just been right on. Every message has been right on. Well, hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Where's Big Dave Hinton? Amen. Come on, brother. Get those fat fingers on this guitar. I tell you, he plays the guitar quite well for a guy that wasn't supposed to be able to, he said. Hallelujah. Now, I was trying to be as tall as you were, see? Now you got me one up again, one down. Praise. Let's just lift our hands and thank God. Lord, we just lift up holy hands with our wrath. Oh, yes, we do, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. 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 Sheila Boramatorasai. Father, thank you for every speaker. Thank you for every God challenge. Thank you, Lord, that already our cup runneth over. And Lord, we're going to go home. We're going to find that level of what you would have us to do from each of these speakers. Praise you, Father. Thank God for the gifts and the giftings that are in this audience today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I said I used to go to conferences Several years ago, and I'd go home feeling like chopped liver. I mean, man, everybody's doing everything, and I felt like I was doing nothing till I finally found out what I heard you could divide it in two. And I probably was doing not too far away from that myself. But the main thing is, are you doing what God called you to do? You know, we don't go to conferences to be intimidated, but we go to conferences to be challenged and to learn. And I tell you, my heart's been challenged in every session. I appreciate Dave Hinton, this man. You know, it's interesting how there's no way I could do what he does. Wouldn't even try. That's why I tell Sue Tibble over our school, I said, you know, if you want job security, there's no way I'd go across there and try to be head of that school. Dear Lord, you walk in that office for an hour and you'll be praying in the Spirit. Amen. And that's a good school. But there's a lot of challenges, you know, when you're dealing. And there's no way I could. You talk about a tough audience? Go talk to kids. Yeah, go to high schools. Go to, when they look at you like, huh? Hallelujah. This man goes into schools. He goes into prisons. And one thing that I'd never really thought that much about, he really opened my heart. He goes into women's prisons. And you know, some of the greatest heartbreaks in the world are serving time in women's prison. And a lot of them are taking the rap for other things too. Praise God. So I want you just to receive Dave Hinton this morning. He's going to sing a couple, three songs for us. And we're ready to get into the Word of God today. Let's give Dave Hinton a big hand clap of love and appreciation. Amen. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah. Well, look over at someone and give them a great big smile offering this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got some dreams coming back to life in you? It's time for God's people to dream again. Amen. Lots of dream squashers around us. You know, through some of the stormiest time of my life, God spoke to me to bring this movie forth. And I thought, God, wouldn't it be better if you got someone that knew how to make a movie? And But I saw one more movie where they made Christians look like fools, frauds, flakes, and freaks. And I got mad about it. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, what are you going to do about it? And I thought, well, what can I do? And my first thought after that was, well, I can write a song. I am a songwriter. So I wrote How the West Was Won. But when I did, I saw this whole story. Anybody know what a sugar tit is? Well, I've never asked that question, but I was just wondering if you... It's a pacifier, okay?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that just need to go somewhere and sit in the corner with their sugar tit, amen, until they grow up and realize that there's a real war going on, that there's real hits. Come on, I'm sorry. But somebody said behave, and I thought they said be Dave. And this movie is not for the religious, but there's salvation and soul winning grace and faith all the way through. Amen. And I tell you what, man, God's amazing. This last week, my choices were go in the hospital or complete bed rest and keep my foot in there. And I said, I'm going to revival now. Come on. And he said, you can't. He said, you don't need to be driving. You don't need to be out of bed. And I said, I need to be in Fort Worth, Texas. Come on. And I said, you need to understand that what I do is very taxing. I said, but what I'll do in Fort Worth, Texas will get me right where I need to be. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sorry about the sugar tit thing, okay? But it's just a pacifier. I just don't want you to be shocked.
It's my good foot. That's the one I kicked the devil with.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. Yeah, he is amazed that I cut a Dan Post boot right down the front to get it on. Man, I want to die with my boots on, don't you? Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. I thank you, Jesus.